Hello, loves. Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Yay, it's Friday. It's a long weekend. Oh my gosh, it is time to really get down to the nitty gritty of where we are taking our life purpose. Yes, it's going to be a very introspective weekend. It's going to be one that's going to be presenting a lot of opportunities and a lot of inner digging. Wow. Yeah, I had to take a breath. It was a bit of a revolutionary week this week. I'll get into it a little bit further as I continue to unfold, you know, the episode. But before we get into any part of this, and by the way, the name of the show is Mind Your Words. Okay, so we'll get into what exactly that means after we take a moment to still ourselves and bow to the divine teacher within. And we do so that we can embrace higher knowledge, higher wisdom, and our higher self throughout the episode. All right, placing our hands into prayer mudra in front of our heart chakras, thumbs resting up against the chest plate. We're going to be chanting the Adi Mantra 3 times. Okay. And if you're new to this, simply follow along. And if you are familiar, I invite you to join me. Take a deep breath in. And on the next breath, we will begin. Om Namo Gurudev. Went through probably one of the most let me reclassify that. I know I went through one of the most intriguingly intense weeks had on my spiritual path. And I also know by looking at the astrology and the numerology for the week that everyone was taking a moment to really go within, where they start to really identify their relationships with a new angle, a new light. Identifying where one's own ego kind of went rampant. And then also noting the reflection in others, reflected back to you. So it's really interesting times. And through it all, it was meant to happen so that we can successfully come into an awe with what our destiny has in store for us. The invitation from the universe. A lot of us realized this week, but truly felt it on a deeper level, that we're being called to a new life, a new purpose, and to embrace our higher calling. Now, this is no ancient Chinese secret, right? So since March, I mean, the levers were being pulled and the whole thing. And like, where's this ride going? What's happening? Oh my gosh. We started to lay down the foundation of intention. We started to put out some, you know, efforts, if you will. Heart-based efforts. And then this week came along. You know, and we're thinking, yeah, man, this is going to totally happen and da-da-da-da-da. The one thing that I personally forgot to, you know, consider was when that door in that airplane, the skydiving airplane, would begin to open. I always knew I was on the plane. You know, I know that we were stationed for a while. You know, hey, yeah, man, everybody, let's get on board. We're totally going to go ahead and jump out and embrace our destiny. Woo, this is going to be great. Right on, man. You know, so I got comfortable there, man. I did. I'm like, la-di-da, I'm totally doing what I need to do. And then something profound happened this week where all of a sudden it's like, now. Right? The universe is ensuring opportunities are visible right now. And there is a push occurring. And it's not one based on self-pressure, you know, I've got to do this, you know. That's sort of like more of the, you know, the prep work. There comes a point of where the universe completely says, you are supported now. You're ready. You're ready to embrace what it is that you're meant to be doing in this world. Circa now. Not then. Not in the future. Circa now. Right? So what does that mean? Right? I know that as I am approaching my authentic truth more and more, and it keeps sort of morphing a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of an adjustment here, and there's a little like, woo, illumination. Oh, I think I want this too. Wow, this is amazing, you know. But now that there's more of a call, it's like a trumpet, you know, like we're getting ready. I know that out of nowhere, and this is my personal experience, I know that out of nowhere, as I'm being called to live my divine truth, I know that I have to take a risk. I know that I have to take trust. I know that I have a vision and faith. That's it. That's all I have, man, a vision and faith. So when the universe is starting to say, go and get it, it's like having Bambi legs. It's like learning to stand in a whole new way where you're having to find, you know, I think I've talked about Bambi legs in a previous episode, but for those who have not seen that glorious moment in a long time, let's recap. Bambi shook as it began to stand so that it could walk, you know, in this world. That's what it's like to become your authentic self on a visual candy level. So as the universe is making it abundantly clear my path, I know that it's going to require a lot of radical change. And what that means is that I'm also having to face false beliefs and fears, the script in my own head. You know, everyreason.com, every reason why it may not work. Oh my God, and this and that, and hyperventilate and take a deep breath, you know. So this episode is really focused on this moment, you guys. Because it's not just me that's going through this, right? This is a universal thing. Everybody is having to face their authentic truth. Who did they come into the world to be? And are you going to stand up and get out of your own way and allow? How are we going to face those fears? That script in our own head? How are we going to allow? You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and the name of this particular episode is Mind Your Words. I want to go ahead and start off with a little music. Makes the people come together, by the way. That's Madonna, for those of you who don't know. All right. So how are we going to, you know, get our surfboard and trust, man, and really ride the wave of faith and truly allow the divine to truly, you know, navigate this mortal coil, right? So every song that I'm going to be playing tonight is going to be dealing with the word word, okay? That's the best that I can do as far as a theme. So I'm going to start with an ultra classic, and this one, you know, goes out to my uncle, Uncle Jeff. All right, I love you guys all. All right, enjoy. Enjoy.
Y'all been laying around the wild, got a weird thing.
right, can I get a ret to the O? Tro, tro. Yes. I still love that song, by the way. I love busting out a song or two that I haven't heard in a little while. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and tonight's topic is mind your words. Basically, the way I entered the show is that we're all being called to really live our happiness, true happiness, and to do so abundantly, wonderfully, to allow our divine gifts to shine. But in order to get from here to there, we're going to have all these fears pop up along the way, all these stories, right? Oh my God, I need to hold on to this. If I'm, you know, I'm comfortable here. I'm safe here, you know? Now don't get me wrong. There's more risk takers out there, which is great. And there's more people who really don't allow themselves to stand in their own way, you know? I attribute these to be very highly evolved spiritual masters. I made a resolution at the new year where I decided that in this lifetime, and my life calling is to be a spiritual master and to see what that's like as opposed to anything else, right? But I also knew that it was the year of work, the year of worship. That means that I had to worship the divine, worship my higher self, and really, really tackle the monkey mind that is the default for most of society, you know? So the present challenge that I'm going through and that I'm noticing that a lot of light workers are being called upon right now. It's just the way it is. And the alarm clock is starting to, you know, go off. It's like, get up. It's time to do it. And the thing is that as September comes along, we're going to begin to unfold. It's like we all have been given the gift of knowing exactly what we want, what we're supposed to do. And it's morphed a little bit, and it's going to keep morphing a little bit through September. And the thing about September is that anything that no longer serves, anything that is no longer you, September, it's like the ultimate rinse cycle. Things are just going to go away. But it's a matter of knowing that and navigating appropriately towards your higher calling, your destiny. And it's very intimate and personal for every single person out there. So how do we do it? How do we, going back to that reference, you know, we're on Destiny Skydiving, right? You know, it's a company I just made up right now. Destiny skydiving, right? And we're all on this plane, you know, and the door is starting to ricochet. And you see like the dude in the jumper suit that's starting to pull up this, like, you know, the door, and people who are riding tandem are starting to scoot up, you know? It's time to go for it, you know? So some people are going to be like the fool card and just go, ah, right on, I'm going for it, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but right on. And others are going to weigh it out. They're going to navigate it a little bit. I would say that I'm a little bit in both camps, you know. But back to the topic, minding your words. So let's talk about this a little bit. So in one search for the answers to life's problems, right? With a desired to effect on a social, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing, to experience a higher degree of joy, success, and happiness. You may have tried achieving your goals by incorporating various methods of self-improvement. For example, positive affirmations is one method, you know, where many have reported a lot of significant results. you know, kind of talking, hey, man, you could do this. This is cool. You rule the planet. A little post-it by the mirror. YouAreAmazing.com, right? Whatever it is. Positive affirmations. Positive self-talk is also another approach that, you know, numerous individuals have had success with. Innumerable people through eons of time have attained emotional healing and peace with the age-old tried-and-proven tool of meditation. Meditation is one of the best and most effective tools we can use. Visualization is also an excellent tool. I know for me, I use both of them. You know, I like to visualize, you know, and just go, that's my beacon. That's where I'm going. Talk, you know, and then nurture that and meditate. Man, I meditate. I was on the phone with my best friend today and we were joking, you know, and she made a joke and said, all right, you know, Christine's got to go. She's going into 7 hours of Kriya, man, you know, Kriya being these various methods of meditating. Not really true. I've been known for hours, but, you know, she's just commenting on my level of dedication. Anyways, so as I was saying, visualization is also an excellent tool. There is an abundance of viable, effective procedures available to assist change if a person is looking. You know, just speaking with somebody who has dedicated themselves to a specific, any of these paths, you can feel the resonance of how it's really impacted their life in a very positive way. Getting our lives back into balance, in alignment, in harmony, is what it's all about. We need to learn how to put our intelligence, higher self, spirit, super consciousness, creative source, or whatever you want to call it, back in charge of our being. Okay, and I pause on purpose. Being. Whatever we use to attain this balance will come together faster, more solidly, and be longer lasting and more effective if we embrace what is known as a single-minded process. Single-minded. Single-minded, you know? I'm sure many of you guys are, you know, thinking, oh, wait, was that used in a negative connotation? No, that's like narrow-minded, right? Kind of the same difference, but different. And I'm going to highlight how it's different. Single-minded. Yeah. Until that experience is embraced, many of us, you know, for many of us, there's going to be confusion that reigns supreme, and peace and the peace and joy that we seek in life will be evasive. You know, kind of a, it's here, now it's gone. It's here, now it's gone. Process. So we have to be single-minded. Yeah. Until we learn to achieve balance, we will have our up days, also, you know, like our really good days. But we all also have many down days, the not so good days. A measure of how we're doing will be obvious by the state of our health, our finances, our relationships, or in other words, by our success in each area of this life. Of our life. Do you ever ask yourself the question, you know, why isn't my life going the way I want it to? If the answer is no, it could be due, well, you know, let me back up. Are you experiencing desired results? Are you experiencing desired results? And if the answer is no, it could be due to your very earliest programming. All right, we're going in. She's talking about programming. What's going on? Yes, we're going there. What were the erroneous beliefs you or someone else unknowingly programmed? What were the incorrect perceptions you established? What cell memories are stifling your progress? For many, they're not going to know at this point, right? They're just like, what? What's going on? What? You know? You may just realize that you could certainly benefit from being able to do something different. If you desire better results on a day-to-day basis, it is necessary for you to realize. And when I say you, I'm also talking to me, okay? So don't mind me here. It's really necessary for us to realize that we create our own reality. Okay? For many, this is going to be kind of like new, or perhaps they've heard it, you know, like a hippie concept, right? Hey man, you totally create your reality, you know. So for many, the question is, what do you mean? You know, for many, that's going to be the natural response. What do you mean I create my own reality? What? So on a subconscious level, we create our own reality with our feelings and our thoughts, regardless of when, where, or how they were established. Okay, I'm going to rinse and repeat that for saturation purposes. On a subconscious level, we create our own reality with our feelings and our thoughts, regardless of when, where, or how they were established. So if you're looking in the video, whew, hello, welcome to the reality that is your truth, your manifestation, your dream, your holographic universe. Yeah. Understand that our very earliest feelings determined our beliefs. And in turn, our beliefs determine our thoughts. Right? Our thoughts are seeds. And we plant them in very fertile soil, feelings, that has to be prepared from conception and infancy. When you plant your seeds, your thoughts, okay, and you nourish it with water, you water them continually, holding on to the thought with deep intensity. When a thought and feeling are harbored, germination takes place. And an energy is naturally released into the forces of creation. An emotion is created, and the synergy of what has been created grows a crop. Now, I know this is kind of like, you know, a metaphor and the whole thing, but man, let's really think about this, you know? Our thoughts and feelings create reality. Our thoughts and feelings create reality. One more time. Our thoughts and feelings create our reality. We create our reality. Every little thing that is occurring in our life, we are the master. We are the creator of their circumstances, those experiences. Wow. This reality is the cause of your effect. Whether the crop is good, whether it's bad, desirable or undesirable. This is all done on a subconscious level. So I bring this up because, you know, going back to what's happening astrologically and, you know, with everything in general, you know, a lot of people are being called to really seize that calling. Everyone is being called upon in some form, in some way. There's an inspiration that's been gifted, a clarity that's been gifted, you know? And I'm going back to what, you know, I highlighted at the beginning of the show, which is like, wow, you know, we really need to seize the opportunity without fear. So this is where this comes in for us. Before I go on any further, I want to go ahead and play another song. What? Yes. And I think I'm going to go ahead and bust out another song about words. Enjoy.
Oh,
to the Master's Playground. You are listening to Chrissy Storio go on and on about minding your words. So we've been talking about how our thoughts and feelings, when those two realities come together, that's what creates our life, right? And since we're at a point right now where we're literally in such a revolutionary time of where we're being invited to step up to our truth, there's going to be a lot of people who will have the mind take over and go, I don't know, but this and that and what and I'm doing it. That person over there is doing it. Everyone's doing it. It's all the rage. It's all the rage. Hold on. I'm comfortable. I think. Wait a minute. Do I need a backup plan? I'm not sure. Right? So as we're, you know, one of the biggest opportunities that we have being alive is truly embracing our heart's calling. Joseph Campbell has talked about it, following your bliss. You know, there's a lot of books in, you know, in the self-help section, love thyself, you know, that whole thing. But yeah, okay, so how do we practically get there, right? You know, we talked about visualization, we talked about affirmations, meditation, things of that nature, right? But what do we do in those moments where our, you know, our mind says, I really want to be that, or I really want to do that, you know? And then, you know, if we check in with our heart, yeah, is the passion there? Are they syncing up? And when they sync up, things instantly happen because you're putting out a prayer. You're putting out your heart's desire. And anything that comes together from that connection, when you navigate the mind to the heart and put out what you really want in this world, magic happens. The universe takes over. Remember, the universe is always conspiring in your favor. But there's this other thing, right? Where in our heart, we're like, we really want to do this. Oh, but then we have our mind that's totally taking over and saying, but this and that and what. So what's happening? There's a disconnect. And so therefore, the power of intention, the wishing, the hoping is not going to come into fruition for you. For anyone. Why? Because it's not synchronized. It's not in harmony together. So when that happens, what do? Or let's switch it around, right? What if we're thinking we could really do something, but our heart isn't really in it? Not going to work out. So the trick is getting everything to sing in concert together. So what is a practical way of getting from here to there? How can we truly, truly, truly embrace taking the risk to be what it is that you really want to be in this world? Well, it's renavigating your thoughts. Changing, you know? Like, for example, if you get up in the morning, right? All of us have that first thought in the morning, you know? And sometimes we'll wake up and, you know, we could have a thought that's not the greatest, you know, thing, you know? There's days where we wake up all excited, jazzed, right on. I'm totally on it. And then there's a day where we wake up with an, you know, a weight of some sort, right? Notice the negative mantra that's happening in your head. So it really is about taking a moment to pause and witness yourself. And then you get hands on. Then you go in and you just start doing your work. So for example, if the first thought that comes to mind is negative on some sort, try replacing it with the word blah, right? So if you realize that you're getting up and you're, you know, a little extra crunchy, a little low, whatever it is, right? And you notice it, and then and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. This is going to happen. And da, 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 da. You know, the script starts, right? Catch yourself and go, I feel blah. And then from there, replace it with the vibration that you want. Start to edit. Just one word at a time. I feel excited. I feel grateful. I'm so thankful because I know the universe is conspiring in my favor. Just slowly start to restructure the words that we use within our own experience. And I also noticed, you know, as I'm being presented with the opportunity to, you know, embrace my calling, you know, I noticed that there's a little inner critic that will show up, you know, and start to trip out.com, right? It just starts to, you know, freak out. And I noticed that I could, like, my words could be a little harsh within my own, like, you know, when I'm talking to me, it's like, oh my God, no, 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 you know, it's just sort of like crazy. If I had a friend, you know, who talked to me on the exterior that way, you know, I'm sure, you know, any of us would be kind of like, what is going on, right? But what we do to ourselves is so important. How we speak to ourselves is so important. You know, be soft with yourself. Encourage yourself. Master One Feather, he puts out this forecast of where he captures his dreams. And his advice for everyone over the weekend was for us to really remember to bring our inner child along in this party that we're on. And we do so by, you know, completely honoring ourselves, you know? And the inner child in general is, you know, someone who's, you know, it scared, overwhelmed, da-da-da-da-da, you know? So really, in order for us to seize our destinies, you guys, we have to, in essence, nurse ourselves, heal ourselves. We need to be proactive with ourselves, hands-on. We're in profound times. A time that requires us to do the work and get out of our own way so that we can be who we're meant to be, who we dream to be. So going back to the topic, that's what single-minded is all about. When you unify your thoughts with your feelings, and you stay focused, and you don't let any of the chatter get in the way, that is being single-minded. And that is how we get from here to there. Things are about to change. Yes. So recently, this last Monday, I started a new YouTube video series called The Magi Soundscopes. And this is some epic, we're going deep, we're going in kind of stuff, right? Where I'm literally looking at the major astrological aspects for that week. I'm also establishing the governing number for that week and communicating everything to the collective consciousness. And then taking the sounds had from each planet, the actual sounds, and turning it into music for meditation and for healing, for understanding, you know, on an audible level. So I invite you to check that out. I release it every Monday. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I am so excited to cover the month of September. I am so excited. And it's getting a little trippedout.com because everything, astrology, man, it really is As above, so below. It really is. So I invite you to check that out by visiting ChrissyStereo.com. You could also look up Chrissy Stereo on YouTube and subscribe and look for it 8 a.m. every Monday morning. So anyways, time is flying. So let's take a look at some of the energies for the week, you guys. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's one thing to talk about getting out of your own way, and it's another thing to really, really do it. You know, and just when you think you've done it, boom. There's another deep and juicy, fearful nugget to tend to. Another story. So I wanted to ask an ascended master, all right, you know, given all this stuff and given this truth that a lot of people are learning to stand on their Bambi legs, right? What should we know? In cutting to the camera, we ended up getting Moses take charge of the situation. Such a beautiful card. Oh, I just love artistry. I really do. Okay, so take charge of the situation. You have the power to heal and alter the course of this situation. It is time for you to take charge and assume a leadership position. First, decide what you want. Be clear about the conditions that are acceptable or unacceptable to you. Be very clear. The Ascended Masters will support your leadership role. Wow. So this is like really stepping up and owning it. That's what I'm hearing, right? Additional meanings is talk openly and honestly about your feelings. You know, I just did this last week. I was totally, oh my God. Okay, wait, there's a tear or two. Let me just share. It's a Piscean way, you know. So healing. Make a decision instead of passively waiting. It's not just going to show up and go, here you go. This is for you, without you actually being hands-on with yourself. Because it's always going to be like this elusive thing. Remember the disconnection of the mind and the heart, right? Or vice versa. So it's really about going in there and taking charge and really doing the work to just, you know, note your thoughts. You know, don't do anything that your heart does not want to do. And if your heart really wants something and your mind is standing in the way, man, just, you know, tend to it. Be proactive. Take charge of the situation. So I just absolutely adore the fact that that card came out. I love it. Okay, so, you know, since we're kind of getting towards the end of the show here, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but the show is flying by more and more and more, you know. It's like, wait, what? It's over? Okay, all right, so let me get this out. All right. So, it's customary here on the Master's Playground with your host, Chrissy Stereo. Then I turn to the divine even further, and I draw upon tarot cards and simply ask the question, what are the energies that we can anticipate for this coming week? I'm going to start by saying this. This weekend, you guys, we're really going to be, you know, that audit is not done. I'm going to highlight this. This particular weekend, we're going to come further. We're going to become clearer about what it is that we're being called to do. Clearer? What? Can it get any clearer? Yes. Like I said, all of September, it's going to be about making the adjustments and really going for it. But this last weekend is like where we're literally like getting under the hood even further and just going, okay, wait, I totally, all right, and this is wow, and okay, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is my truth. So I invite you for this weekend to really take a moment. Hey, you know, if you've got a master party going on and stuff like that, just, you know, hey, just, you know, that's cool. That's cool, you know. But know that the energies are primed for you to be with yourself on some level and turn within. And really, really, if you don't know really what it is you're being called to, if you don't know by now, I think everybody kind of knows already, but if you don't really know, you know, or if you're weighing it out too much, I have a Libra moon, so I'm constantly, you know, emotionally processing things, weighing it out, you know. But it's, say, let's just say, for example, if, you know, you take that time to simply honor the fact that you're weighing stuff out, man. Take time to honor that process. Get under the hood and do your best to note when the mind is contradicting the heart or vice versa. But then as we come to the coming week, right? Ba-ba-da! All right. The first card. We got the moon. Such a mysterious card, you guys. The key words for this is feminine, reflection, subconscious, hidden, illusions, obscure, and unknown. Checkthatout.com. Look at the wolves just howling at the moon. Ooh. Yeah, all right. So basically what's happening here, you guys? It could be one of two things. It really depends on the type of person that you are, but I'm going to focus on the positive aspect and more of the opportunity than sort of like downing anything, you know, like, well, man, you're totally trapped in this. You know, no. That's not the type of reading that I want to get into. What it generally means, you guys, is that we as a collective consciousness are making a transition in awareness, in recognizing that what we've created in our world, basically we're taking a moment to recognize what we've created in our world and becoming completely responsible for it. Accountability, responsibility, truly, truly owning the fact that our reality is totally, we've done it. Not, oh my God, that person, or this and that, or that story. We are owning the fact that we are the creators of our reality. Yeah. If, you know, there's going to be some interrupted sleep that's going to come along with this, where the ego is going to be wrestling in the dream state. And essentially, it's the process of the old ego identity. As we, well, let me just correct this a little bit. Sleep cycles may be interrupted by dreams and restlessness as we process the old ego identity. And get, you know, process that old identity out and embrace the expanded image of our truly divine nature, our calling, our purpose. What's happening? It's so cool, right? So, like it or not, we all have Bambi legs that we have to be accountable to. We're going to have to literally face our own ego, our own getting in our own way in very creative ways. A lot of the ways were covered in the show. Yes. All right. So as we do that, right? So, okay, great. We're going through this like illuminated moment of where we're, you know, just purging out an old ego identity, and we're seizing and embracing and allowing our true divine nature to come in, then what? Well, along with that ride, we also have the Five of Cups. Yeah. If you're looking at the video, it's probably not one of the prettiest of tarot cards. In fact, it's like, what is really going on? This person is wearing a hoodie, like a cloak. You know, cups are spilled, wine is spilled. Oh my God. Christine, what's going on? What is happening for the week, right? So again, we have the moon and we're purging out the last little droplet of an old ego identity and embracing our truly divine nature. But it's going to require Bambi legs that we stand up on them and we're like, in essence, we're going to be facing a lot of fear, man. We're going to be, you know, oh my God, we're going to be a little freaked, you know, to see whether or not we're really, it's like, you know, it's sort of like being nervous for like a track meet or something or some type of event, you know. Some people get jazzed and other people get a little like, oh my God, okay, I've got to do this. And, you know that fear will transform into excitement. All right, but Five of Cups. Let's talk about the Five of Cups because, you know, I still love the card. I love every single card, to be honest with you. But basically, it is communicating the inevitability of change with the passage of time. It is highlighting that we are to release what has gone before in our life. And as soon as we do, we find the cause to celebrate life anew. We all desire to exercise free will and make the choices in life that we're presented with. One of the greatest lessons is that we must come to understand about life is that what we give to others is what is returned to us. Oh, gosh. If we restrict the freedom of others, we inhibit... Oh my gosh, this is so deep.com. We inhibit our control of our own lives. I'm sorry. We inhibit our own passage through the universe. Sorry I'm stumbling, guys. It's been a long day, a long week, mind you. So anyways, if we how we treat others is how, you know, we're going to be treated. You know? And it's not about writing that out and going, oh my God, and staying in guilt or anything like that. It's really about truly just forgiving yourself. And asking yourself, what are you going to do from here? What are you going to do from here? Holding on to past frustrations and loss is often hinged to a desire to control the lives of those around us. And that very desire is in direct conflict with the nature of the universe, freedom and change. If we abandon our need to exercise authority over anyone but ourselves, we become liberated from karma that binds us to the past and erodes our future. So we're going in, we're doing some work this week. That's basically what's happening. We're doing some work. We're getting under the hood. And, you know, I already know there's going to be some tears for fears, man. I really know that they're going to be like, oh, can I really do this? Because I'm making some major decisions in my life. That's just me. And if you find yourself in a very similar situation with different variables, your personal truth, you know, do the best that you can. You know, catch yourself. It's really an opportunity for us to be loving ourselves as much as possible and really honoring that beacon of light that's being, that we know is our North Star. And, you know, just doing the work to allow it to manifest. So with that, I send you so much blessings, you guys. Let me go ahead and close out with a blessing here. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings. I love you guys. Go for it.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
one.
We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine, the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The master's
playground.
The master's
playground.
The master's
playground.
The master's playground.